I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Behind the Glass with Bill and Delaney, Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant, and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 10-10. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. Phone number 877-937-1047. You can call us right now. It's Tuesday, June 30th. You can also text us. Text JJR, whatever your message is, to the number 96893. Yesterday, I was telling you guys about a TV show that I watched over the weekend on Disney Plus, The Making of Frozen 2, Into the Unknown. And I told you guys it was fascinating. It was just fascinating. It was a documentary about the making of Frozen 2. I haven't watched Frozen 2. It's on Disney Plus, but I saw that Frozen 2 is on Disney Plus. Now, by chance, Kyle, did you have to watch any of it yet?
No.
Okay, so I went back to watch more of it because I didn't finish it, right? So as I'm watching, like normally, like if you go watch on Netflix, there's Athlete A, which is a very incredible documentary about USA Gymnastics. That's like, let's just say, 2 hour documentary. So the making of Frozen 2, I'm watching it first, an hour. Then I go and it's like a series. It's like 10 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what the heck? Like, I'm out. I watched first one. I was like, first episode. I'm like, okay, this is
great. I feel like a documentary should just be one full swoop.
Yeah,
this is 10 episodes of the making of Frozen 2. And when I went and looked at the titles, I was like, okay, episode 10 is now like the premiere of the movie.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
it's a lot of work.
It was so fatiguing just to see like the novelty in the very beginning. I was like, this is amazing. But I was like, what the hell can episode 4 be about? Like, it was just, so I didn't know.
It sounds so silly to say that, but I totally agree with you. Like, sometimes when you have an expectation, like, I don't always check when I start a show, if it's a movie, if it's a series, if it's a documentary, and it's just one episode. And when you find out, when you think it's only one episode, that there's multiple ones, you're like, this is going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, very much so.
And it's not really.
So my wife's out of town with my youngest son, right? And so she's been, you know, every day she goes, so how was your day? What'd you do today? And yesterday she's like, Sunday was like, I didn't do anything, right? And she was like, what'd you do Sunday? What'd you do yesterday? And I was like, I didn't do anything. She goes, you did nothing. She goes, tell me you did nothing. You know, she starts to like, so I'm like, fine, you want to know exactly what I did? And so I started to tell her what I did. And so what, and I didn't tell you guys, but when I told her what I did, which I figured I'd share it with you guys. So I opened up the freezer, and in the freezer, there are these ice cream sandwiches that are in these bags, little bags, right? And they were open, like they were not in the box. And I don't know how many there were. They were laying out there. And so I thought to myself, because I was eating pretty bad on Sunday, and I thought, I'm going to try to eat all these today, right? And I don't know how many there were, but they weren't in a box, so they're just out.
Where's the logic there? Because you know afterwards you're not going to feel great.
It's like, why all of them?
I know, but because they were just all out, and I don't know why they were out. Normally they're in a box, you know, so they're all unified in a box. So I know that there's a box full, but I don't know how many there are. So I just started eating them, and I'd leave the papers out. So I started telling my wife. She goes, well, there were all these ice cream sandwiches in the freezer. So I just started eating them throughout the day. And then I became obsessed with trying to finish them all by the end of the day.
It was a mission?
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, I go, and I did. I ate them all, right? And she goes, do you know how many that was? I said, I have no idea. She goes, the box didn't fit in the freezer, so I just emptied out the box. And I got the box at Costco.
Wow.
And I go, how many? She goes, 25 sandwiches in a box.
Oh,
my
gosh.
In one day?
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, no wonder. And I, because she, oh, that's how it started. But she goes, how did you sleep? Because I didn't sleep very well. And I think it's because I had 25 ice cream sandwiches. But I was trying to make myself feel better. They're small ones. They're like the size, what do you call it, like the size of a mouse.
This is why your wife should never leave you alone for more than about an hour at a time.
That was my Sunday goal.
I like how you say it as if you, like, it was this big accomplishment. I did it.
It's like
you wanted her to pat you on the back.
Around 10:30 in the morning, I finished around 6 p.m. And when I was done, I was kind of like, oh, man, we're out of ice cream sandwiches.
You weren't happy?
Wow, 25.
25 of them, she said. Yeah, they're really good. They're really good.
Anyway. Like you could eat another one, like if another one was presented to you?
Think about ice cream sandwiches. It was always my childhood. When the ice cream man came, I would always want an ice cream sandwich. There's something about an ice cream sandwich.
So good.
And when you're a grown up now, they're all over. Like, I can have as many as I want, 25 of them. And I can still, the texture, you know, the bread or whatever you call it, it's just amazing.
When you bite in.
Yeah, it's just an amazing, phenomenal.
Yeah, but why?
One.
I mean, yeah.
But you guys.
Even two, okay? Splurge and give yourself three, but 25?
I know, it's a problem.
It's the old school John Jay where it's ritualistic. Like, a pizza can't just, like, have two pieces left. It would drive him insane. And so now he sees these things with no home.
Yeah, no box. No home. They're
no
home,
box. Like, homeless. If they were in a box, you probably would have just grabbed one and been done.
Yeah, I would have said, oh, there's a whole box of these things.
But because there's food, he feels like it's wasteful to leave them out. I know this ritual so well. Yeah. It's come back with the ice cream sandwich.
I don't understand the logic. Like, yeah. The difference of a box or no box. The box is the ice box, the freezer.
That's one way of looking at it.
Weren't you texting, like, a trainer or somebody that would help you with that?
No, I didn't even think it was a problem. But now, hindsight, 2020, I look and think, wow, that's pretty bad. But I want to get into Suzette, because I know Suzette, she got stood up. Not on a date, but what happened?
So, I've been telling you guys how we've been kind of putting a gym together at our house. And we bought everything on OfferUp and Amazon, but we got so many cheap things from OfferUp, and it's been amazing. Like, you know, bargaining with people and then meeting up with them and getting our stuff. It's been the best. So we need two things for the gym to be 100% complete. And it's literally just a 15-pound dumbbell and a 25-pound dumbbell. We have one, but we need the pair. So I'm like, ugh. I'm like OCD trying to find these dumbbells. And right now, it's crazy. They're extremely expensive, and they're so hard to find. So we ended up finding someone that had a 115-pound dumbbell on OfferUp, and they were selling it for like $20. I was like, no way. Let's get it today. So we messaged the guy, and he's like, yeah, if you pick it up today, I'll give it to you guys for $15. And we're like, heck yeah, we're in. So as soon as Mr. Baby was done with work, we got in the car and we drove like 45 minutes to meet this person. We're 3 minutes away, and Mr. Baby texts him like, hey, we're 3 minutes away, just giving you a heads up. No text back. And they're messaging through OfferUp. So we're like, okay, weird. Maybe he's, I don't know, in the bathroom showering, something. And we are, it's like an apartment complex, and we're driving around and we're still texting this person and nothing. We don't get a message back at all. And so we're looking. We wait a good 10 minutes. We see someone standing by the apartment number that they gave us. So Mr. Baby is like, you know, I'm just going to park and walk up and ask him if he's, I think it was something with the D, I don't know, David. And I was like, okay. So I'm watching him. He walks up to this guy that's standing right in front of the apartment number that they gave us, talks to him for a little bit, and then comes back to the car. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, well, that's the wrong guy. That's not David. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is the address. This is the apartment number. And that's not him. He's like, no, he gave us the wrong address. I'm like, that is insane. And so we wait another 10 minutes. No message back from this person at all. And we go back home. Nothing. We just got stood up. Wrong.
For a 20-pound.
That's for a 15-pound dumbbell.
Why would the guy do that? Like, why? Is that him going, this is hilarious?
I know. That's why I was like, is this the scam? He's like, just scamming everyone because he knows everyone wants a home gym.
Maybe his phone battery died or something and he couldn't get back in touch with you. But
it's the same house.
Terrible.
It's the house. He gave you that address.
Okay, so I
Or can... that is the guy. That is the guy, and he's like, I'm not giving my weights to these people.
I know. Or
these
maybe
are my
he,
weights.
He sold it before and was like, nope, I'm not David.
So you need 120 or 125?
115 and 125.
I have 125 with no match.
Wait, before you solve her problem, I want to get into the guy. The guy's standing you up. That's just so bizarre.
I felt so like
what
wrong.
A long drive. Yeah. What a long waste of time. Like, it makes me want to analyze, like, if I was a cop, if I was a private investigator or a detective, I would almost think that that guy you spoke to was the guy.
Right? That's how I felt. I'm like, you look like a David.
Like, I want to go back there and investigate him.
I was heated. I was really angry. And Mr. Baby was like, you know, it's whatever, man, whatever. It was 2 hours.
I feel like people on OfferUp are so flaky, though.
Really? We haven't. Yeah. See, we've met up with probably 6-7 people, and everybody has been so nice and so helpful. This was that one time that kind of just broke my heart.
I look at him like, does he lift? Like, you look at him, look at his back. Do you even lift, bro? I totally want to analyze that guy. Does he look like a guy that owned a gym? Why would he tell you this? Like, when you showed up, what up? What is up? Why would he only have one dumbbell?
True. But why would we only have one?
did Mr. Baby talk to him for a long time?
No, he walked up and I think he asked him if he was selling something on OfferUp, if he was David, and he's like, nope, you got the wrong address.
Maybe that was a code for something else, for selling some drugs or something.
Oh.
Mr. Baby showed up. Maybe it was a whole swingers thing.
Yes.
I think it was all sexual.
Like, Baby was supposed to say whatever the equal code word back was. Like, do you have the... bench press 2? I don't know, something like that. and then they would have invited you in. And
it's this whole other world.
Yeah.
He was probably talking to, you were doing all the talking. So he was thought he was talking to a girl, probably.
And no, he was messaging back. Yeah. From his account.
I say we keep, you can't call the number then, because it's from OfferUp.
There's no number on OfferUp.
Okay, that's weird. Well, we'll continue following up on this mystery. John, Jane, Rich.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second date update right now with John, Jane, and Rich.
John, Jane, Rich, time for second date update. You meet somebody, you go out on a date, you have a good time, you think there's going to be a second date, but it doesn't happen. So you come to us. We're going to go over the whole first date, find out where things might have gone wrong. Then we're going to call the person you went out with and find out why they don't want to see you again. Malachi, you're on the air. Second date update. Hi. Good morning. What's your story?
So I met this girl named Leah, and we matched on like Hinge or whatever. We were talking, and we went out for a date. And we didn't want to like go out in like public because like the whole COVID thing and everything like that. So I was like, hey, just come over to my place. We can hang. I'll order Postmates for us, and we can just like chill, play video games, whatever. So she came over. We chilled. We played video games for a while. She came over at like 5 p.m. and we played video games for a while. Then I ordered a sushi. We ate sushi, and then we watched Harry Potter. And it was dope. Like, everyone was enjoying ourselves. Like, we were all enjoying ourselves. And then, like, she left at, like, 10 p.m. or 11. And I kissed her on the cheek, and then that was that. Like, I thought it was, like, a really good date. Like, there was a lot of chemistry. We were talking and laughing, and I don't know. And then I haven't heard from her, like, since.
When she left, was it her that was like, okay, I'm going to go now? Or were you kind of, like, trying to push her out the door?
I guess it was, I think she had to work the next morning and the movie was over. So we kind of just like left after the movie. She kind of left after the movie, like ended. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was like forced or whatever.
Okay, good.
During the movie at all, did you at all, was there any slithering into her invisible cloak?
Good one.
Harry Potter jokes.
Hey, Harry Potter jokes, I got them.
You did it.
I like it.
I've only seen one movie and I could still come up with them.
I know, that was good.
Thank you.
I mean, I had to like on her knee and stuff, and they were holding hands and stuff, but nothing like x-rated or whatever.
You didn't try to make that little lightning thing on her forehead?
Not quite as good as
No.
Oh, I think it is. I think it really is.
Aww.
Not on the first date. I tried to be a gentleman, but I thought we had a really good time. I thought we were like really like liking each other.
It's called the mushroom stamp.
Stop it. Didn't need the explanation. Thank you.
And when you reach out to her, she says no thanks or just nothing? Just silence.
See, when I first reached out to her, text, she would reply back. I was like, hey, it was nice to hang out with you. We talked for a little bit, but then now it's like radio silence.
How many times have you texted her without her replying?
probably like four, and then I was like, you know what, I should probably stop.
Okay, so, yeah, you've tried.
Did you guys talk about liking Harry Potter? Like, what if she's like, I specifically said, I don't even like Harry Potter. I don't like that whole genre of movies, and then here
no,
you are,
no, we definitely talked about what we were going to watch, and we just decided on Harry Potter.
Okay, well, that's your perception of the date, so we'll get her on the line. And what's her name?
Her name's Leah.
Leah. All right, we'll get Leah on the line, find out what's going on in her world. So hold on. Second Date Update continues next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. We're in the middle of Second Date Update. You got Malachi, who met Leah on Hinge. Ended up having a chill date at his house. He got dinner, whatever. They ended up watching Harry Potter. At the end of the night, it was a quick, simple kiss, right, Malachi? No tongue, nothing like sloppy.
Yeah, super, super simple.
Okay, she left. Since then, you've texted her four times, and she has not responded, right?
Carrot?
Correct.
Okay. Well, all right. I thought he was ordering food. Carrot. My rabbits are hungry. Carrot. More carrot.
He's just randomly shouts out different vegetables.
I can't tell what he's doing. He got the phone up against his shoulder. And he's holding a rabbit. He's talking to the farmer. Right now, I got to feed my rabbit. And the farmer's like, what do you need? I need a carrot. I'm on the radio. I need a carrot. What? Carrot! And that's what we heard.
It's the only explanation, really.
And he's petting a rabbit and he's feeding a rabbit. And he's talking, trying to find out what that. When we get the girl on the phone, why don't you want to go with him?
Rabbit.
Everywhere he went, he was holding a rabbit. That's why I don't want to go out with him anymore. Oh, Leah, I understand. That's why.
Boy, if you got that right, that would be awesome. All right, are you ready, Malachi? We're dialing her up right now. You stay quiet until we find out why she doesn't want to hang anymore.
Hello?
Hi, is Leah there?
Yeah, this is Leah.
Hey, Leah. This is a radio show calling. John, Jay, and Rich in the Mornings. How are you?
Oh, I like that show.
Awesome.
Did I win something?
We actually wanted to talk to you on the radio, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We're calling you because we talked to this guy. He went on a date with you. He told us it was a nice date. He said he's texted you four times since the date and you haven't got back to him. So we were like, you know, we're just going to call her and find out what's up. So if you wouldn't mind giving us your point of view of the date and what kind of guy he is, because he says that it was a nice date. I'm calling about Malachi.
You mean the date I went on with Malachi and his two roommates?
Ooh.
Is that what you mean? When everybody was like at the house, it wasn't really a date. I think it was a group thing. So I just wanted to, I don't know. He's not my type of guy. I guess I should tell you what happened since I'm like mad. So I get there and his two roommates were there, which is fine. And we were hanging out with them the entire time though. This is the problem. Malachi ordered Postmates for us, which I thought, for all of us, obviously, which I thought was nice. But when it came to eating, sitting down and actually eating it, he and I never went to the kitchen table. We all just ate on the couch with TV dinner trays. And yeah, we ate sushi off of TV dinner trays. And there was wine and everything. It was so, I was like, no. And then to make it worse, we started playing video games. And it's annoying to me. I don't personally like video games. Like, I'm not like a gamer girl or anything, but I was trying to be a good sport about it. And then I was like chilling on the phone and just, we watched Harry Potter after that, which I was like, I thought that was corny too, but all of the roommates wouldn't stop like burping. So I guess the sushi all gave them like gas because they were like burping like 15-year-olds. And I just, the date went down. I was down to hang out and everything, but that was pretty much it for me. I just felt like a fourth wheel. I wasn't special in any way. It was just him playing with his friends. And
I thought it didn't bother you. I didn't know. You seemed to be so into it.
Yeah, but you know, it's not like I actually played the game. And plus, you know what? Your friends are like 14-year-olds. They were screaming at me the whole time, like, you suck. It wasn't fun, and all the rest of the stuff. And that wasn't fun for me. I felt like it was childish, and it wasn't fun. It was a first date, and I felt really like that hurt my feelings. I was like, "What is going on here?"
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought you didn't show that. You seemed to be having fun the whole time. Like, you never once showed that you were like angry or mad or upset or anything.
I was down to hang out. Don't get me wrong, but your roommates were there the entire time. And, like, the first time getting to know each other, that was weird, and I felt like it was kind of rude. I wanted to hang out with just you and not eat dinner on TV dinner trays. Like, it was not good at all. You hear me, Malachi? It was terrible. It was tacky.
I'm sorry. I really didn't catch the hint. I totally, like, you seemed to be enjoying it. I thought you were having fun. I thought we were all like vibing. I didn't even get that.
Yeah, but you thought I was down to eat dinner on the first date on a TV dinner tray in front of a TV? Like, did you think that was like the perfect date or something? But it's, and you know what? I'm not trying to be rude when I say this, but I think you have some growing up to do, because you act like a little kid, Malachi. Like, you need to stop.
I don't know. I thought it was fun. I'm sorry. Like, if you can please give me another date, I promise it won't be TV trays or roommates or any of that.
Yes,
like,
I really didn't know. You're not even speaking up. Why did you have the radio station even call me? You're not even, like, do you even really want it? Like, you guys, you know what? I want to ask the show. I want to know what everybody else thinks, because I really can't make up my mind. You don't seem like you're fighting for it at all.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you what I think real quick, listening to it. So, he told us all about the date. Not once did he mention his roommates, which to me makes me think that he honestly thinks that he was on a good date. Like, he didn't bring up his roommates. Like, not once he was saying, you know, my roommates were there. We were having, like, or is he purposely leaving out his roommates?
I think that's what I was thinking.
Okay, because as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wait a minute, because then you would have been.
If he saw nothing wrong with it, he would have mentioned it.
He would have brought it up.
But either way, it's like, now Leah is saying, this was lame. Yeah. And you're like, but I thought it was fun. It's like, you have to see, I get it coming from your point of view, Leah. You want him to be like, oh, I could see how that would be annoying to you. You don't know these people either. You didn't want to go on a date with my roommates. I can see that. Let's do something else. It's kind of like, you're like, hello, do you hear me?
He's like, oh, exactly. Yeah. He's not even fighting for it or anything. I'm like, hello, do you hear me? Mm. It was terrible. But if he had another plan, I mean, I don't know. I don't hear any. I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize it was an issue. That's the whole thing. Like, it seemed that, like, she was having fun. If I for a second felt that she was not having fun or upset, I would have immediately tried to rectify it. But I didn't realize it was an issue. But obviously, I'm trying. I have a whole radio station calling her. So, like, if I didn't care or didn't want to put effort in, I would have just stopped at the fourth text and got back on the dating apps and kept swiping. Like,
yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess so. I guess so, guys. I don't know.
If the chemistry between you two was strong enough and you're kind of willing to take on a project, that's what I think this relationship would be. But he seems willing to, like, take a little bit of direction. It's just, do you want to have to give direction for that kind of stuff? Like, I'm hearing you're like, Malachi, you just should have known that that's not really what you do on a first date.
I don't know, guys. I feel like that if we were to go on another date, it would be terrible again, because although he's a nice guy and everything, like, I don't think his version of fun is my version of fun. I think I'm much more of a grown-up, and I know that he's trying and everything, but I think that's because his friends like me too. I mean, I really just don't feel like it's going to work out, for real. I don't.
Okay. There you go.
There you go, Malachi. All right, dude.
All right. Well, I mean, thanks, I guess.
At least you know.
Yeah. For next
time.
Yeah.
Thanks, I guess, too.
All right. There you go. Thank you, guys. Thanks for going on there with us, both of you. All right. That's Second Date Update. John Jay and Rich. If you watch the number one movie on Netflix, which is Eurovision, starring Will Ferrell, the person who writes with The Weeknd helped write all those songs that is on Eurovision. All right. I got another Karen. It's another Karen behaving badly. This happened on Saturday. A woman wanted to buy beer, but is told she has to wear a mask. The clerk tells her she can buy one. She spits on the counter that she can buy a mask, right? She spits on the counter under the protective plastic partition. The clerk offers to help the woman, and the woman, there's a woman recording going, I just want to keep watching. I want to keep watching. And she's filming. But this woman spitting.
How does that mean you get a mask on?
I'm spreading more dirt staying in here, for God's sakes. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for it. We have a right in America not to wear a mask. If you don't watch the news, we don't have to do this.
It says on the
there, find it. I'm not going to tell you. I think it went over there.
Pick it up. You spit on the ground. Don't do that. I'm going to tell you.
I want to keep watching.
Ridiculous. No law says you have to wear a mask.
Karen.
That's insane.
People are losing their minds out there.
I know. It's like emotions are so high right now that the littlest thing just sets people off.
Oh, no. This is a mental health dumpster fire in America right now.
It's pretty crazy.
That reminds me. I thought I had an intro. I'm going to do this backwards. I had an intro for Karen's. Next time we do a Karen thing.
Karen.
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 Yeah, Karen.
Karen. Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
There you go.
How does that mean you get a mask on? I don't have a mask.
I spend too much time watching Karen videos.
All the Karens. Crazy. Okay, so there's this Nickelodeon web series called DIY with Me. And the star had an ear-piercing snafu. She went to get her ear pierced at, what's that place called? Is it called Claire's?
Claire's.
Yeah, have you ever seen this already?
No, but everyone gets their ears pierced at Claire's.
Yeah, my kid Audrey did, for sure.
So the piercer accidentally pierced her face mask to her ear.
Oh, come on, Claire's.
And the video is crazy. She's crying, screaming, but she was, you know, crying and screaming, but was able to put it on TikTok.
I just got my third earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask. And I can't get it off. It hurts so bad. I hate you, Claire's. It stuck on my ear. And they look so ugly. I just want to take them out.
I'll put that, we'll put up at JohnJayRich.com. But she's got her earrings and then the mask is dangling
from her ear.
And she's like crying. This is big news for Rich. CVS is going to start selling makeup for men.
Awesome.
They actually have a commercial.
Strix was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup. Frank Sinatra, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, David Beckham, all these guys we think of as classically handsome use makeup to enhance their looks, and there's no reason that you can't. We exist for the...
Rich is going to come in one morning, all Kim Kardashian.
All looking fab.
There are so many men that use makeup right now. It's almost like it's about time they have their, you know, to make them feel comfortable.
You got to protect that skin. Got to moisturize.
Like, I could see putting, like, I put on sunscreen this morning, but I wonder, like, what would makeup?
Well, I do tinted sunscreen.
No, stop it!
Why not?
Go ahead.
What's wrong with that?
To give you a tan?
No, I think it just, you know, it's just what I buy.
Do you put lipstick on?
No, but I'm not opposed to lip gloss.
Well, I put put on Aquaphor on my lips this morning. My lips are chapped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
Would you put on, so when he says makeup, is he talking about like, would you put on that stuff that?
Foundation?
No, when you
blush,
put
blush.
What's this?
Eyeshadow? Concealer?
Yeah, would you put that on?
Oh.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow's on the top of your eye.
Oh.
I know, that's why I was like, why are you pointing there? There's so many things that could go there, but not what you're looking for. Actually, you could put a little eyeshadow right there.
Now that I think about it, I don't know if there is, but is there non-tinted moisturizer, just clear moisturizer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know, but I'd wear either.
There's a famous golfer, and Kyle, since your husband's very much into golf, have you heard his name's Ian something? Ian Poulter?
Nope.
Poulter? Well, his name's Ian Poulter, and he was golfing at the Travelers Championship, and he ripped a fart, and he admitted it. And this is one of those, like, it's so loud.
That is so Ian.
It's a loud fart, and he confirmed it, because he even said something at the end, like, aren't those supposed to be silent? Like, check this out.
Was it still going?
It's a loud one.
Sound like yours, John Jay.
Hilarious.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You're the same.
I'm trying to find this other clip, but I can't read my handwriting. The hell is that? The hell is that? Well, I don't know. I can't read my handwriting. Well, what the hell? Heart a holdrum.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I can't read my handwriting. I make these notes of what the audio I want to play. There is a new TV show coming out called Celebrity Call Center. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm. No.
All right. So it allows you to ask celebrities for advice with your problems. Those celebrities will include Nick Cannon, Brie and Nikki Bella, and Kelly Osbourne. For real. Okay. So if you have a problem, you call them. What's this?
You are terrible.
What?
That's not the best advice to give. But mm-hmm. Is that would you call them for advice? I wouldn't.
No.
I don't think so.
I know. What the heck was that clip I wanted to play? Can you name all 50 states without looking at a map?
Nope.
A survey says 76% of Americans think they can do it. There's no way I can do it. Mm-mm. They even have a joke about it. It was an episode of Friends where Monica can name almost all. She couldn't. She missed 14 of them. I think I've missed more than that. This girl names them in 12 seconds. She named all of them in 12 seconds.
Did she really, though?
You have to name all the states. In 6 minutes. Now, it's a lot harder than it sounds. You always forget at least one, or in some cases, 14.
14. Monica missed 14. Kyle, what's something you're working on for three things we need to know?
All right. Well, things have started to shut down. We're worried about what's going on. I'll fill you in three things you need to know next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh, my God. Rich and I have been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you, too, can try this. It works for your legs, too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com, 100 blades for free, promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard, too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade, 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have something to add? Then call us. 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
I see on the news that Disneyland Tokyo is going to open tomorrow. What's that do for us? Nothing.
Nothing at all, actually.
So what do we need to know, Kyle?
So nearly half of Americans are jobless right now, obviously due to the coronavirus outbreak, and there will be more out of work as bars and restaurants, they close all over the country. L.A. County to Texas, New Jersey governor halted all indoor dining indefinitely. New York is supposed to decide today, and Arizona's closing bars, gyms, movie theaters, and other businesses for a 30-day shutdown, obviously. obviously huge spikes all over the country. Governor Doug Ducey said also water parks, tubing has to close, and events with more than 50 people are strictly prohibited. So reshutting down things, trying to slow the spikes, doing what they can. And I know that makes some people happy that there's effort, and then there's some people that are angry about it. Like we said, we're, you know, everyone's just trying to do the best they can right now. And since this outbreak is so, I mean, it's so infectious, it's like, hey, we tried to open back up, and then, you know, people were kind of being irresponsible. So now they got to shut back down again. Now, as if we needed any more health dangers and scares, 2020, it's like one thing after another, the hits keep coming. There are now reports of a strain of swine flu that scientists fear has the potential to become a pandemic in humans. That particular strain has been found in China, which, as we know, that's where coronavirus started, in Wuhan, China.
We don't need another one.
Just like, you know, you may have heard about coronavirus, I don't know, at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, and you're like, it's in China. What's it going to do to us? Yeah, maybe that mindset has to change a little bit. It's good to be aware of this. And with all of, I think, the anxiety that COVID brings, I think we all need this story right now. And if you are trying to stay home more and you feel like you want to help out and do something, there's a huge opportunity for you to do something big. So NASA has announced the Lunar Loo Challenge. NASA hopes to go back to the moon in 2024, and now they are crowdsourcing to encourage inventors to help invent a toilet that will work in a gravity-challenged atmosphere. They said in the past, they've used a bag system, which wasn't great.
The way we went to the moon in Apollo, it just was not tenable to ask an astronaut to go through the Apollo bag scenario. Again, there's suction involved, or getting a good seal with your butt, for going number two. So it's not just sitting on a toilet and going. There's, you know, straps and harnesses.
On another note, too, like, let's say they invent this moon toilet that defies gravity. I would want one of those in my house. Surely they're going to sell them at some point.
I don't
know.
I mean, if there's suction involved still, I might be out. It's the Lunar Loo Challenge. If you are an inventor, or maybe you're just, you know, in the house, bored in the house. Maybe this could be your calling. And that's three things you need to know.
One thing they got to deal with is the toilet seat always being up with gravity. Yeah. You got to worry about how to please everyone up on the moon. So, Kyle, you talked about the anxiety everyone's feeling with COVID right now. So it's the perfect time to talk to someone who deals with only the facts. And that's someone who studies the virus on a daily basis. Now, her name is Kristen Progreba Brown. She's a professor and an epidemiologist at the University of Arizona. She's a doctor. She joins us, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, on the line is Dr. Kristen Progreba Brown, epidemiologist. This is a word that's new in our vocabulary. Yeah. So, Dr. Progreba Brown, can you say what your title exactly?
Sure. I'm an assistant professor of epidemiology at the College of Public Health.
We're speaking to you because when you are an epidemiologist, what exactly does that mean?
So, an epidemiologist is somebody who studies disease trends in populations.
Okay, so why is COVID-19 right now exploding all over Arizona?
Oh, so I think there's a host of factors. It's no one thing, and I think it was just a combination that really got us here. The first is that our state, I think, opened too soon. I think we were not at that kind of flattening of the curve, which I'm sure you've heard a lot. We really hadn't flattened out when they opened back up. And we really needed to get to that, because what that means is that transmission is still actively going on in the community. And when you now insert a bunch of people back into the population, you've now inserted a bunch of susceptible hosts into the population that can now spread the virus. So I think that's the first one. The second is that, people, you know, heard the states reopen, and what they heard was, we can go back to normal. And unfortunately, we can't go back to normal. You know, this is not the time to be able to do that, we have active transmission still going on. And until, until we have a vaccine, we are not going to actually be back at any kind of level of normal. And so if you looked at pictures from Memorial Day and they had huge pool parties and huge parties on the lake and other things, people just basically decided to go. And I understand that, right? Like, I'm tired of being in quarantine. You know, I love my family, but, you know, we all need a break. So I think that I understand why people did that. I understand, you know, businesses wanting to reopen, but we should have done it in a much slower phased manner and also taken the time to really message to people how serious this was and the potential for things to spike. And that really didn't happen. And so that's kind of the main reasons why we're seeing these huge spikes in cases. And then on top of that, we also had really limited testing. I know that the governor made an announcement next week that they're going to be increasing testing, but Arizona was ranked last in the country at one point for our testing capacity. And so what that means is that public health can't actually take the do the interventions that they would normally want to do. So if you found out somebody's a case, you know, 2 days after they get sick, you can call them and let them know, and they can stay in isolation, stay away from other people, and kind of break that transmission cycle. But if people aren't finding out that there are cases until 7, 10, 14 days until after they've taken their test, then at that point, the public health interventions can't do as much to kind of break that transmission cycle.
Are you seeing this thing morph into something different than it was, say, in February and March?
In the sense that, not from a viral standpoint, but from a community standpoint, absolutely. So in March and April, or in February and March, you know, we had very low-level transmission, even though, we saw spikes in cases. Overall, community-wide, we didn't see as much virus, and we were able to kind of shut things down, which was the right decision in the sense that we needed time to be able to figure out what our next steps were, and otherwise we would have been in this place a lot sooner. But I think that we're starting to see a lot more kind of widespread transmission. The other thing that we're seeing is a lot more transmission among younger people. So in the early phases of the outbreak of the pandemic, there were a lot more cases among people in long-term care facilities and elderly populations. But now the fastest rate of growth of cases is among really the 20 to 44 year olds. And I think a lot of that is, you know, some of it is because people went back to work. And so that's part of it. But some of it is because things like bars and clubs and other things are open and people are just not taking, you know, social distancing and masks and other things seriously.
And Arizona, reacting to the numbers yesterday, closing bars and clubs and gyms for the next 30 days. Dr. Brown, here's something I'm wondering about. When I was a kid and I was living right there in Tucson, I remember somebody at school got chickenpox, and I remember the mom made everybody in her house like stay together, and they all got chickenpox, even though two of the kids didn't have chickenpox. So she made sure that the two other kids in her family, they all got chickenpox together. And so they all overcame it, because I guess once you get chickenpox, you can't get it again or something like that, right? So if you do thinking using that methodology, is that something don't do that. Don't get everybody COVID.
That's so the herd immunity idea.
So first of all, chickenpox parties that they call them now are still a bad idea. They were a bad idea then. They're a bad idea now. And the reason why is because even though for the vast majority of people who get chickenpox, it's mild, and you have, you know, not, there are kids who have really serious reactions to chickenpox. And anymore, that's totally unnecessary because we have a vaccine for chickenpox. And so that wouldn't be necessary. And I understand people's idea, you know, it's tempting to just say, you know, I'm sure I could just get a mild version of this virus and then be okay and be able to move on. But there's two problems. Is one, actually, there's probably multiple problems. But the first is that you can't be guaranteed you're going to get a mild version. You know, yes, the majority of people, the vast majority of people recover from this disease, and that's great. But there is a portion of people who, one, will die from COVID, and two, who have really these kind of, what we're seeing is kind of chronic outcomes, and people are not recovering a month and 6 weeks and 2 months later. They're still having reduced lung capacity. They're still, and these are people that were previously healthy. And so one of the things that the faculty at the University of Arizona are doing, along with some faculty at ASU, is we're actually putting a study together to look at the long-term outcomes of this disease. And so to see what are kind of the impacts, you know, if somebody, and we also have a lot of people who have pre-existing conditions, you know, everything from diabetes to heart disease and other things. But even people without pre-existing conditions are getting not just a little sick, but really sick from this virus. And so the idea of herd immunity is, you know, we want to get to herd immunity, but the problem is that, you know, you want to get to herd immunity through vaccine. And so when we can get to 90% of the people have some sort of immune response, then that really cuts down that transmission. So if you kind of think about the virus being able to bounce between people, if you have one person in the middle who's infected, but everybody around that person is vaccinated, then it keeps that transmission from going anywhere. And the problem is that, I mean, theoretically, and in old times, right, you could get to herd immunity, you know, without a vaccine at some point, but it would likely take us 5 to 10 years to get there, and you would have probably a million deaths before you got there. So that's the problem, that why we don't want to have that as a public health plan.
We're going to have more with Dr. Kristen Progreba Brown, professor and epidemiologist at the University of Arizona. We want to ask you about the possibility of a COVID-19 vaccine for 2020. And I have a question about passing gas. We'll get to that next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
We're speaking with Dr. Kristen Progreba Brown. She's an assistant professor at the School of Epidemiology at the University of Arizona. Now, we're getting into the spiking COVID numbers over the past few weeks. And yesterday, Arizona closing down bars, gyms, movie theaters for another 30 days. Dr. Brown, is this something we're going to have to deal with until they find a drug that can fight this, or until they come up with a vaccine?
Yes, unfortunately. I would love to be able to say that, after a few, after a month, a few months of this, that it will go away, but it's not. It's not going away. And it's just simple biology. I mean, we have viruses that circulate all the time, and this is just going to be one of them. And the problem with this virus is, I know there's been questions about how fatal it is and other things, but it just happens to be extremely infectious. And so it's not as infectious as measles, but it's a lot more infectious than flu. And so a lot of it is just a numbers game. You're going to just have a lot of people who end up getting sick. And like I said, as much as I would love to say that, you know, all of this will be over soon, you know, we just really have to continue to be diligent and paying attention to things like social distancing, masks, hand hygiene, all of the kind of messages that you've probably been hearing from public health.
If anybody gets it, can they get it again?
So we don't know that yet. So I work with a lot of brilliant immunologists who have developed the antibody tests that the University of Arizona is using. And, you know, from their perspective as immunologists and virologists, they're saying they don't think so.
Okay.
But the problem is that, you know, there's one thing in a lab, there's another thing in a population. And so there's always going to be a small chance that somebody could get it and get it again. But I would say, by and large, people are probably protected for, you know, 6 months to a year, but we don't have the benefit of time. And that's the problem. You know, until 6 months from now, we'll be able to look back at all the people who are sick now and say, yep, you know, none of those people got sick. Or we might say, well, a certain portion of those people got sick again. And so we just really need the benefit of time. And that's the problem with a novel virus, is that any new virus, you just don't have history on your side to be able to look back at and know how it's already, you know, responded in a population.
Is there anybody in the world doing it right?
I think that there are some. I actually read an article yesterday about Iceland and what they did. It's, you know, the benefit of being an island of 300,000 people, you know, you can be a little bit more intense in your efforts. And they did very intense contact tracing and were able to track everybody down and put them in isolation and quarantine before they could transmit it to others. South Korea did a lot of contact tracing, but they also, you know, they did a lot of things that in the United States would probably not be accessible to people regarding privacy and other things. Mm. So I think that there are, we could be doing better as a country for sure. And all you have to do is look at the numbers to understand that, you know, we have the highest rates of growth right now. We have the highest numbers of cases. And so we need to be really focusing on those basic core public health messages of, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask, and also just kind of common sense and paying, you know, and kind of caring for the other person. You know, it's hard. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, we think, well, I'm not going to get sick. Or
so I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If I get sick, it'll be mild, but it's thinking about, well, I might get sick, and I might be okay, but I might give it to my friend who then goes and sees his grandfather and, or his grandparents, or, you know, a friend of theirs who has cancer, or a friend of theirs who has type 2 diabetes, or, you know, and we all have those people in our lives. There's not a single one of us who doesn't have, you know, somebody that they love who is immunocompromised in some fashion, or elderly, or at high risk. And, you know, the idea that somebody could give it to you and then you would give it to a loved one that could die from this, I think that's where people need to take a step back and say, even if it hasn't affected me personally, I can see how it could affect, you know, my loved ones, and make different choices based on that.
All right, let's take a quick break. More with Dr. Kristen Progreba-Brown from the University of Arizona. She's an assistant professor and an epidemiologist. Now, we're going to ask Dr. Brown if she would send her kids back to school in the fall. But I also want to ask a question about if you can catch this from tooting. Okay? So, next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
On the line, Dr. Kristen Progreba-Brown. She's an assistant professor and an epidemiologist at the University of Arizona. She's answering our questions and teaching us a lot about COVID-19 this morning. Kyle's got a question for Dr. Brown.
So you had mentioned, you know, that we're really just waiting for the vaccine. And earlier last week, Dr. Fauci had said they're hopeful that by the end of this year, they may have a vaccine. But I think he said 43% of Americans would need to take it for it to be effective. But what would you say to the people that are like worried maybe the vaccine has been too rushed or there's no, like you said, we don't have the benefit of time on our side to know, you know, the long-term effects of what that vaccine would do?
I understand people's hesitation. And I think, you know, the good thing is that while this vaccine is new, vaccines are not new, right? The other thing with Dr. Fauci's statement is that, you know, we may have a vaccine in place by the end of the year, but it takes time to get that much vaccine into an entire population. You know, even if we had a vaccine, it would take months, maybe even a year, to get it into every single, you know, person in the U.S. And so I also think that they're going to be doing phased trials. So vaccines always kind of are developed in phases. And so and we do have people who've already volunteered for phase one, and then they'll have phase two. And so that'll be, that will give indications as to the safety and efficacy of the vaccine as we move forward. But I agree, you know, we're not going to be in a better place if we push out a bad vaccine. And so we have to get this right. And if that means that it gets delayed by 6 months, then we all as a society have to say that that's, you know, that's okay. We would rather have something that will work for everybody and be safe than push something forward.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Can you catch it from a fart?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Epidemiologist, oh, saying you can't.
I should have been more prepared for that question. I have a 13-year-old son.
Yeah, how old is your son?
He just turned 14. So, yeah, I get questions like that more regularly from him.
Good. Oh, well.
You're like a 14-year-old.
Of course. That question comes from
I should have started with that question.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I should be more professional.
Yeah. Does your 14-year-old go back to school at the beginning of the year, or are you going to make him do online to keep him away from the stuff?
So I have a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old, and you know we're still debating like a lot of other parents.
Yeah,
so
us too.
My daughter she's at a smaller charter at Satori, and I'm working with their director very closely to make a plan and make sure that we have and I just did a Q&A for student or for parents over Zoom. And just tried to answer as many questions as we could. And I know that they have a kind of a good plan going forward. You know, my son's supposed to be going to Tucson High, which is a much, 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 much bigger place.
Badgers.
We'll see. I think if school was opening today, given what's going on in our state, I don't think so. There's just too much community-wide transmission going on. But hopefully, you know, I am hopeful that the governor's orders to, you know, push masking, stay home, social distance when you can, no more, you know, parties. And I think he's going to have to ramp it up. I really do. I think that they are going to have to shut down certain activities where people are not choosing to kind of enact those behaviors. And you know, it doesn't have to be forever, but, you know, and I'm sure if you're a bar owner, I mean, how do you get people to socially distance in a bar? You know, people make great choices when they drink anyway. And so that's just one more thing. And so I think if we don't get a handle on this soon, then not only are we going to have, you know, the number of cases that are increasing, but our hospital beds are at capacity. We are having hospitals now having to make choices on whether or not people get certain levels of care because of their capacity. And the death rate, I had somebody on social media say, well, the death rate's not going anywhere. It's because the death rate is based on the cases that we had 3 to 4 weeks ago. Give it time. I would love to say that our death rate's not going to go increase, but more than likely, as you can't have this level of exponential growth of cases and not have an increase in deaths as well. So I think until our state can really start to bring those numbers back down and get our ICU capacity and our hospital bed capacity in a place where it's more manageable and really give our healthcare workers a break. I mean, they are out there putting their, you know, putting themselves at risk every day. And, you know, they are suffering the physical and mental impacts of this. And we need to be able to give them a break because flu season is just around the corner. And so I am worried that the fall is going to hit us hard because we're going to have both of them circulating at the same time. So my public health message there would be to get your flu shots, because that's one thing you can do to make sure that you stay out of the hospital related to flu, because you don't want to be having to go to emergency department or an urgent care or a hospital because of flu in the fall, in addition to what's going on with coronavirus.
Dr. Kristen Pogreba Brown. In fact, I have your whole title here, but do you know your, can you say your whole title? Because if this is really your title, it's the longest title in the world. Do you know your title?
I don't know. I think it's just assistant professor, but I don't know what title you have. I have a lot of jobs. That's every title is another like job that I have to be responsible for at the university.
Assistant professor, One Health Director, faculty lead for the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health at the University of Arizona.
Good job.
Is that on your business card?
Yeah, actually it is.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for coming on our show. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And stay safe and healthy.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Kanye dropped some new music. What do we got, Suzette? What's it called?
So the song is called The Washes in the Blood. And he had teased this song last night on Twitter. Apparently, the song is produced by Dr. Dre, but the song is also featuring Travis Scott.
Ooh.
They don't want Kanye to be Kanye. They want to sign a fake Kanye. They trying to sign a Kanye. That's right, I call him Kanye. But don't take me the wrong way. But don't take me the wrong way. Because God took me a long way. They want to edit the interviews. They want to take it to interludes. Cut a whole sentence to interludes. You know that it's fake if it's in the news. So I let it fly when I'm in the booth. The devil a lying, I've been the truth. Living because nobody living and nobody getting it. Doing a different rank. Rain down on us. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now. Wash us in the blood. Whole life being thugs. No choice selling drugs. Genocide, what it does. Slavery, what it does.
Music video was also...
There was a drop right there.
Oh, no. I believe that's the end of the song.
But oh, really?
The music video is also out. Yeah, that's on YouTube. And apparently the song is a request from Kanye to the Lord for salvation and the cleansing of sins in his community. That's what the song is.
Does Travis Scott jump in the song?
Yeah, you hear Travis Scott on there. And you know what? I saw pictures of Kanye and Dr. Dre in the studio together over the weekend. And this is what they were...
Is Dre in the song? On.
I think he produced the song.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's definitely got a heaviness to it, but it kind of goes
from...
so does
the music video.
It does?
Yes. It's got a lot of the videos of people who have been killed. Like, there's Ahmaud Arbery in it. There's some of those. And then there's some crazy...
I love the song.
Blood. There's blood.
I love the song.
There's some urgency in it, too, which I think is cool from Kanye.
Yeah, his daughter's in the music video, and you also see like some COVID patients, which is really hard to watch, too.
Wow, and Kanye, man, he's something else. I love when he changes his name up. Kanye, Kalmye, John-ye.
John-ye?
Mm-hmm. All right, you can win a trip to San Diego just for knowing more stuff than we do. And that's easy. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Right now, we're going to play ADD Trivia. Kayla's our contestant. You thought you were the expert I was talking about, huh, Kayla? No.
No way, not even close.
But you are a nurse, though, aren't you?
I am a nurse. But
so you're somewhat of an expert.
It's been crazy.
Are you working with COVID patients?
I have before, but right now I'm just on the cardiac unit and it's been like slammed, so.
Okay. Just on the cardiac unit? That's a big job.
So I bet you could really use a little getaway to San Diego, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, let's play ADD Trivia. Kayla is our contestant, Grant.
All right, Kayla, I'm going to explain the rules. We're going to go around the room. I'm going to ask everyone a simple question, and you give me a simple answer. Does that sound okay to you, Kayla?
Sounds simple.
Okay. John J. Van Ness, we start with you.
Yes.
John J., what is the fear of the number 8 called?
Octo. Octo. Octomology. Octo. Octophobia.
Very good. John Jay on the board early. 1 point.
Did you know that?
I could literally see the gears
phobia
moving.
Phobia is the fear of, and you already had octo.
See, I told you you're so smart. You are.
John Jay on the board with 1 point. Octophobia, very good. Rich Barrow, we move over to you. Bears are cool. I think we all know that. But what is the heaviest breed of bear? Rich?
That would be your great grizzly.
I was looking for polar bear.
Oh.
Polar bear.
Well, they don't call it a great polar. They call it a great grizzly.
This is true. All right. Suzette Rodriguez. Kid Cudi posted a picture of Kanye hanging out of his house playing video games on Monday, yesterday. What video game is Kanye playing in the picture? Suzette.
What video game is Kanye playing?
Yes.
Is it the same one as Kid Cudi?
It was in the Kid Cudi picture.
What video game? I don't know. Fortnite?
GTA.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, God.
It's a great picture. He's like, it looks like somebody caught Kanye. It's great.
I figured it was GTA because my kids are so involved in pulling off a heist right now in GTA.
Oh, that's awesome.
So time consuming.
I thought you were going to ask about the cartoon they have coming out. Don't they have like a show coming out?
Oh, they might.
Together?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right, Kyle. Yesterday, one of America's most notorious serial killers pled guilty to some horrific crimes. What is the media's nickname for this killer?
The Golden State Killer.
You asked the serial killer expert on our show.
Yeah. Wow. You could have just said,
thanks, buddy.
List of crimes. She could have done all that.
All right, Kayla, let's see if we can get you on the board with Kyle and John Jay. Disney Plus has been on a hot streak lately. What musical is exclusively dropping to the app this Friday?
Oh, Hamilton.
Yay.
Very good, Kayla. All right, we move into round two. John Jay, Kyle, and Kayla on the board with 1 point. John Jay Van Ness.
Yes.
Which was the first vitamin to be discovered in 1912?
Vitamin D. I don't know. I'm going to guess vitamin D.
Vitamin A was the first one.
That's not fun to say.
Hence the A.
All right, Rich Barra. Oh. In the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what did Charlie and Grandpa Joe steal from Willy Wonka?
The everlasting gobstopper.
Got a buzz, yeah. I was looking for fizzy lifting drink.
You're right. They didn't steal the fizzy lifting drink.
The whole ceiling had to be cleaned, guys.
Wow, and you're like the Willy Wonka expert.
I love that movie. Love it.
Suzette Rodriguez. This Olympian is celebrating his 35th birthday today, and with his 28 medals, including 23 gold. Who am I talking about?
Michael Phelps.
Very good, Suzette.
That's the Michael Phelps expert.
Mm-hmm. Give me those questions.
It's Phelps.
My bad.
We've got everyone on the board except Rich, Kyle, Unfug. This is a little bit of a thinker. The month of July was named after what assassinated Roman leader?
Well, considering I don't know any assassinated Roman leaders.
July.
Roman. The Romans.
I'm trying to give you clues, but I try to lip sync it and you can't. So I'm going to give you a random clue. Like
salad. tosses.
Not toss salad.
Yes,
I'll give you a different clue for that.
That's what you were doing. You were tossing this.
The Roman leader tossed salad.
I was giving you a
salad.
I got a buzz in, Kyle. Okay. I was looking for Julius Caesar.
Caesar salad.
For toss salad, I have a different one.
Don't do it. Oh, I don't need it yet.
All right, Kayla. We could get you could win it right here. How many instruments accompany someone singing a cappella?
Zero.
Right. Someone's going to San Diego.
I tried love it. I tried to lose so you could win.
On the front lines, Kayla, a nurse working with on the COVID floors right now, and she's going to San Diego. Congratulations, Kayla. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So happy for you. Hold on the line. Kyle, what's something you're working on with three things we need to know?
TikTok is rad, but it's spying on you. I'll tell you three things you need to know next. Switch on Jay and Rich.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, back to John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So earlier this year, TikTok was under fire for spying on us. And they vowed to stop accessing our devices' clipboards. However, users testing out the new iOS 14 found out that TikTok has not kept its promise. So when the app accesses your clipboard on your device, apparently, with the new operating system, the iOS 14, a little notification pops up at the top of the screen that there's an app accessing whatever you've pasted on your clipboard. And people are like, hey, that's not cool, because sometimes it's they're getting notifications even when TikTok's just running in the background. You don't even have it open. People are like, that's really not cool, TikTok. You said you're going to stop that, and you haven't. So my guess is TikTok will be releasing either an apology or another promise to stop doing that again. Here's some really good news about today, and today only. Today, you could get free Taco Bell, specifically a Chalupa Cravings box, which includes a Chalupa Supreme, a five-layer burrito, a crunchy taco, cinnamon twist, and a medium drink. Here's how it has to be done. You have to go to their website or their app. You have to be logged on, and you do the order there, and it will be available via pickup. But hey, free Taco Bell, that's pretty much a win.
That's I think a lot of food, too.
All the news, that's the best news I've seen all day. This happens to be one of the most random pieces of news. So, obviously, we are not the only country in the world dealing with COVID-19. Scotland has had, a big problem. What they've done is they've closed public bathrooms, which has created a huge issue for sightseers gazing upon Queen Elizabeth's Scottish castle. Such a big problem that some people have been there and they're like, hey, I gotta go. People have been pooping on the property, and they reported an uptick in people pooping on the property, which means they were doing it before, just they're doing a lot more now. And they're like, please just bury it, replace the dirt if you have to go. But I'm like, oh man. Yeah, you might just want to get in your car and find a bathroom in that case. And that's three things you need to know.
On our website, johnjrich.com, posted two videos. Suzette doing a TikTok, Delaney doing a TikTok, both of them dancing. Check it out at johnjrich.com.
John Jay and Rich.
Hey, gang, I think this is big news. The VMAs are back.
Yeah.
And, like, with people.
Oh, really?
With people? I thought they were moving forward, but...
The 2020 MTV VMAs are happening August 30th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You're right, with no audience for now. For now, there's a chance they might have an audience, they might not.
Isn't that weird?
Because like August 30th.
Broadway's canceled everything through the end of the year, and that's in New York too. That's just down the street.
Well, I think BET did a good job with how they did it virtually, and I think MTV VMAs can do something like that too.
Yeah, that BET's was very creative. Mm-hmm.
There's something else coming out though, where they said they might have there's a good chance they're gonna have an audience. Something else though coming up. I don't know what it was though. One in 14 people say they will go to work, even if they have clear coronavirus symptoms, according to a new survey.
Oh, that's lame.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We're cool if you stay home.
People are finally allowed to kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland again. I guess they were not allowed to. Pediatricians in the United States have put out a statement that they're strongly in favor of getting kids back to schools this fall. The main emotions people feel when they're shopping are now nervousness and stress, according to a new survey. A politician in Brazil was caught on video sniffing a pair of women's underwear when he thought the camera was off.
Oh, gross.
Gross. All this information will be up at johnjayandrich.com.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.